So in the last few videos, we looked at some of the most common business models. We are going to take a deeper dive into those, so don't worry. You know, that was just kind of an overview in the abstract. But what I want to do now is to move away from those for a second and actually focus on niche research. And, you know, by the way, I am British, and so I pronounce it niche. I know that my North American cousins may pronounce it slightly different, but I'm just going to run with niche for now. So a niche is a group or audience of customers that we sell to, for example, male bodybuilders or AI enthusiasts who want to make money. And really, if we want to become successful, we want our business to do well, we absolutely categorically must choose a good proven niche, okay? So a good business model plus a bad niche will still make success basically impossible, okay? And I'd rather have a bad business model in a good niche than the inverse. So when we talk about niches, what exactly is a niche? Well, a niche is a group or audience of repeat buyers that buy multiple of the same types of products over and over, okay? So basically what we're after is buyers and competitors with sales or stats. And in particular, what we want to see is repeat buyers. So it's not just that people come into the market, buy one product, and then don't buy another product for 10 years. That is not what we want. We're going to find it very difficult to compete in that type of a market. We want a market where people are buying lots and lots of different types of products. They're trying lots of different things. That is the type of market that we can do very, very well in. And you'll see this emphasis here on repeat buyers, okay? A good proxy for a good niche is, are there lots of competitors and websites? Ideally, lots of competitors making lots and lots of money. And, you know, that kind of keeps things simple. We don't need to think in terms of where we draw the boundaries for a niche. We can just say, here are, you know, three businesses, three websites that are doing something similar to what I want to do, and I can see that they're being very, very successful. Now, in an ideal world, we actually want to see sales statistics on these competitors. If not, then, you know, there's often proxies for those on different marketplaces. We can see reviews. We can see ratings. At the very, very least, we want to see advertising statistics, which we can see on sites like Semrush and various other PPC spy tools. And at the very, very least, we want to see lots and lots of traffic on Similarweb. Although traffic can be a bit of a rough proxy for money, you'll find that there are some sites with very poor traffic who are making a lot of money and vice versa. Another thing to bear in mind, another thing to think about is when we see a site doing very, very well, there's kind of two ways to look at that site. One is as a competitor, someone whose business we want to take away. We basically want to do exactly what they're doing. And the second way to look at it is that business an ecosystem? So has it created an ecosystem and an opportunity for us to latch onto them in the same way that a remora fish would latch onto a big shark? Do we want to be a big shark ourselves, or do we want to kind of latch onto the shark and leverage? And generally, the bigger the competitor to you, the less you're going to be able to compete with it, and the more that you will want to become a remora than a shark itself. And a good analogy for this would be, for example, you know, these generative AI tools like ChatGPT. I'm not going to be able to build, you know, a language model like GPT-5 or whatever. I'm not going to be able to raise $20 billion. I don't have any interest in that anyway, but, you know, even if I wanted to, it's going to be insanely difficult for me to do that. So I can kind of consider myself not as a competitor, but as someone who can take advantage of this thriving ecosystem that comes from all the great things that they're doing. And so, you know, this is an interesting way to frame it. Very often there are a lot of opportunities that come from finding these big successful companies, and instead of competing with them, actually working alongside them and leveraging all the great stuff that they do. And, you know, the great news is with AI nowadays, there are just infinite number of niches that we can enter. This is a graphic that I found on Twitter. I'll put a link to this below to give credit to the person who actually posted this. You know, this was also a much bigger graphic. So I think there was like about 100 of these sites. You know, you can see these are actually SaaS or software as a service, but you can see SaaS for gyms, 3.6 million for graphic designers, 650K for hiring, 1.2 million for luggage, 300K, and so on and so forth. You know, these are all very, very successful businesses making six, seven, even in some cases, eight figures per year, run by in most cases, small entrepreneurs rather than big teams. You know, we can enter all of these niches now with AI. So it's a very, very exciting time to be in this space. Also, a few thoughts on niches just before we finish this slide, this video up. So we are going to want to focus on at least one niche. You know, we're going to want to choose a niche, okay? We can't just kind of go into a big, broad category. We want to drill down. It could either be a small one or it could be a spin-off of a bigger one. So a good way to think of this is you really shouldn't look to start a directory of the entire internet, but you can, for example, start a directory of AI image generators and, you know, own that particular category. Also bear in mind that there are niches and sub-niches. So an example of a niche might be generative AI. A sub-niche might be AI image generators. And then within that, you might have a sub-sub-niche of AI image generators for logos, for example. You can keep on segmenting it down further and further, but you get the idea. And of course, people do define them differently based on their experience, but you know, we are going to want to drill down. We can also pivot to related niches as we build momentum. So if you're successful within the AI image logo generators, then you can move on to other types of AI image tools. You can move into AI video. You know, it's very easy to pivot and move around like stepping stones as we start to build leverage. And we are going to use AI to actually help us with niche selection and with finding and entering niches. It's going to let us sell in niches. The reason we're going to be able to enter some of these niches is because we're going to be so dependent on the AI to do a lot of the work. AI lets us market much more easily because it can help us get traffic. And it also gives us an excuse to actually enter the niches because we can actually sell products that are powered by AI and compete with people, you know, who are much more established than us, but don't have AI within their products. And so it's going to give us an edge. So it's a really great time to be entering niches. There are so many niches that we can enter. And in the next few videos, we're going to take a deeper dive into exactly how we do this.